first week of October. General conference is done. I'm out walking the streets. It's 10 minutes ago, it was nearly pitch black out here. But now it's not. Now it's still another 3.5 weeks or so until the new, until the time change. I guess I'm pretty happy with time changes from the standpoint of it's 6:30 in the morning. Don't walk much in the dark, although the street lights are still on. That's fun. Since last time I talked, we had gotten started working on the water. At the Goldilocks cottage. And we're gonna get I already ordered it, an outside hydrant. Never really had one of those before. To put where the first water leak was. And then we'll go from there. Sam has requested PEX. As long as we can get all the equipment for it, that's a great idea. And, I'm being recorded. No. Anyway, so struggling. We're gonna just do a whole nother water situation. We're not even gonna try to use the existing plumbing at all. Just like I'm pretty much gonna ignore the electrical wiring in the house too. I mean, it's still in place. I don't think I'm gonna disconnect it particularly. But I'm going to run new electrical wiring. Of course, a big chunk of it's going to be to the turned me. Oh, to the on-demand electric hot water heater. They don't situation to cost too much. I also, if I get ejected from the house, although I think that's the chances of that are really low. If I do, I want to be able to take it out and take it with me. I don't want to leave it in that house. Because it's not mine. You know, they go, well, you can insure it? You go, no. Why would I bother insuring it? It says now, I surely take care of the main house, because if that one has big problems, well, I'm out on the streets. No fun there. Reminds me of friends of ours who had a house. They were making payments on it, normal stuff. And I guess they had been told by the bank that the bank was insuring the house. And I'm going, I've never heard of that. Now, you know, a lot of places, and trust me, they don't do this particularly for your convenience. It is to protect an investment. This is a bank's investment, not some great favor to you. Banks are very straightforward. If they're holding that note and something happens to your house, then the housing insurance goes to indemnifying the bank and their investment. In fact, that's the major purpose for insurance. It isn't to insure the homeowner, they call it that. It is to ensure the bank gets paid. I don't know what happened in this case. I don't know if they had gotten just a policy that covers the bank. Now, if you've got one of these, and you continue to pay on it, you know, I don't know what happens. Apparently, when their house burned and they went to the bank and they said, well, we need to rebuild. What are we going to do? And the bank said, I don't know. You know, it's really hard to tell if somebody's perception of things is true. But the bank pretty much came back and said, Oh, no, you don't understand. That covers us. This is... that insurance policy that we got on your house, on this house, probably should just come out and not even bother saying the word yours. You know, until you pay it off, it's just as much the bank's house, or probably more so. They're just letting you live in it while you're making the payments. That's why the title that you get has got some wording on it. And it basically means that the bank still basically holds the actual title to the thing. And you have a deed for whatever portion you get. That's why when you sell it, the first person that gets the money is the bank. The bank gets their money, whatever they're out, or whether you, however much money you have not yet paid to, on the principal, you get what's left over. Sometimes it's big, a bunch of times it's not, you know. People are okay. When you do a house flip, you're basically playing a game that you can buy that house low, sell it high. You make kind of a deal or a trick with your mortgager that they'll float that loan. Like, mortgagers have gotten a little tried to get a little wise about this, and that's why they try to get their interest completely up front, because that's how they make their money, is on the interest, right? Uh-oh, is it already too cold for... for our little tarantulas? There's a tarantula. It looks like he was just sitting there and he froze last night or something. I didn't think it was that cold, but tarantulas have different stuff than we do. Anyway, so yeah. So anyway, these friends of ours, their house burned, and apparently they thought that they had homeowners insurance, and apparently the insurance that they had was mortgage insurance, which is your insurance is to pay off that mortgage to the bank. Now, the bank, I don't know how that works, but if they play a game with you, they don't necessarily have to forgive the debt. It's basically the lender banking on the fact that you're gonna, that something bad's gonna happen, taking care of themselves. But they don't have to, that doesn't have to mean that they take care of you. Although I think there are laws in place that say that if anybody pays off the remainder of your debt, you don't owe anybody anything. The bank probably can't, as the lender, collect that money twice. I guess it's a form of double dipping. To say that they got paid off by an insurance company, but now they got this. But you know, they could do it that way. There's no law against it, I suppose. Well, I have no idea. There probably is. Who knows? It's tricky to know that. Anyway, so apparently they were just very upset because when push came to shove, after the house burned, apparently they didn't get anything for it. I think they didn't have to. I think it paid off the remainder of their debt. But yeah, it didn't seem to really take care of anything else. I'm pretty sure that I'm cheap enough that I don't have a very good policy. Although I think I got on this last house, we were in good enough shape that I decided to go ahead and get a full replacement policy, which means if something happens to my house and it's totaled, make it sound like a car. I think houses are getting to the point to where they're kind of treated like cars too. The old thing about the real estate market and it being the perfect place, and this is where you should always put your money, and it's a wonderful thing. I think that very well may not be as true as it once was. So I think television channels like HGTV and stuff like that, where they, you know, do those renovation shows, take an old house, make it nice, stuff like that, I think those things may go away because these kind of things were only interesting when the conditions were right. I always saw these couples who didn't really make a lot of money, or a single mom who was just, you know, didn't have much of a job. And they were saying, oh, well, I got a loan for $250. And of course, she's going to spend every single penny of it. And going out and getting this big, finally appointed 3-bedroom, 2-bath house. And you're going, this does not make any sense at all. And it's kind of coming down to it. There was a lot of people who had bought, and a lot of house flippers who had bought and committed themselves on paper to several houses that they had bought kind of cheap, kind of run down, and fixed up and sold, and you know, at a good profit, and they would keep doing it. That's what house flipping is, and that's how you basically make an income or a good nest egg or something like that. And under the conditions now, number one, house prices are falling. It's interesting to watch. So people who bought pricey and are now watching home values go down and mortgage rates go up, less buyers out there. Now renting is starting to look more attractive. And it's a hard pressed thing, you know. it's good that Chip and Joanna Gaines, I think, got mostly out of the business of renovating, branched out into other things. And you go, wow, those guys did good timing. The newer people, the next Chip and Joanna sorts, they might get caught holding on to a lot of property. The bank's scrabbling at them going, hey. You know, and those guys saying, well, we weren't able to sell that house the price we wanted. We weren't able to sell this house the price we wanted. And you're going, I don't care. I said, what it is you owe me money. Well, I was supposed to be able to sell these houses before you charged me for this. And you go, well, this is the game. The bankers are like, yahoo. I said, this was kind of what we were waiting for. People going under, can't make their payments anymore. We turn around, we resell their house again, and we keep all their money. Because when you default, you don't get money back. It isn't like you can sell your house back to the bank. It doesn't work that way. They get to hang on to the money, and they get to sell the house yet again. And it's a pretty sweet, deal. So, anyway. Right now, I am my time as a banker is coming to an end. I think they got maybe 2 or 3 years left. Of course, Lisa's like, oh, I'd really love to have our old house again, which is way too big for us. But she would love to have her kitchen back. You go, your kitchen back for what, Lisa? You're not making any food. Particularly, you know, now you're cooking for 4 instead of 8, and less even than that. Anyway, so, but that's what would happen on that occasion, is if the couple that's buying our old house had been buying it for the last 7 or 8 years. You know, if they get down to the wire, and all of a sudden something goes bad on them, and they can't finish paying their debt, they lose the house, and we get it back. Well, get it back. It just reverts back to us, and. That's a pretty tough thing. So when you go, you know how many thousands of dollars we poured into this place? And you go, yeah. Do whatever it takes, man. The sad part is they've gone to bankruptcy several times. Well, twice at least that I know of. And that's rough. That's real rough. Anyway, that's all I got for today.